As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's a Saturday morning, 19th day of April. I was trying to figure out which one I'm going to go with here first.
What's that?
Efforting our guest here.
Okay.
Terrell Thomas, still working on that. Got a lot of buttons being pushed right now.
Yep.
And so we'll get him on here in just a minute. Also want to remind you, coming up top of the hour, we're going to talk to Sean Belizean from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan.
Yeah, say that right.
You got to say that right. Yep. Listen, whether it's the NHL, whether it's Michigan State, football, basketball, whatever, or just the entire region of what's going on sports-wise. Lions, you got the Tigers right now going on. This is the guy you want to talk to, Sean Belizean. So he's going to get us set for the NHL playoffs. I want to get his thoughts on the records that took place in that sport this past year and the importance of them, and more importantly, how they were kind of glossed over. If this were other sports, how they would have been addressed. But that's coming up 9 o'clock hour. Also going to give you a fresh casting call. I know that the industry is going through some stuff right now, but I got a full casting call. It is jobs out there for you. And those of you that played football, you want to be listening. I had to reach out to Randy McMichael this week.
Did you?
To talk about that. Yeah,
okay,
man.
Okay.
All right, listen. I haven't talked to this guy in a few weeks, and I wonder how the family's doing. And
he's been on the road some, too.
Has he really been?
Yeah.
You've been keeping up with Terrell?
He's been moving around.
He got sparks coming off his heel?
Moving.
Using that passport?
Moving some.
Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times. Listen, he's family, man. So, been a minute since we talked. Good to hear from you again. And how are you on this Easter weekend?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen, and good morning, Noel. I'm wonderful. It's a beautiful day, and it's a sad day for, you know, Atlanta Hawks fans. So it's one of those days where I'm doing well and excited to talk to you guys.
We threw the number out earlier, Terrell, to our listeners to say, what does this team need? What is it that's missing to get these guys past where they've been these last couple of years? What are your thoughts?
I think one thing they're missing for certain is durability, health and durability. I think if they're, you know, if they had some of their soldiers out there, if Clint Capella was out there, if Jalen Johnson was out there, it may have been a different outcome, not only in the games this week, but throughout the final, I'll say, 2 months of the season. But I also think just moving forward, I like some of the pieces that they added. I like LeVert. I wonder if he'll be able to stay there. I like George Niang. I think they need a more athletic and defensive center, a younger Clint Capella, if that makes sense, with a little more scoring abilities. And so that would give Big O the opportunity to actually move to the four and shake some things up there. But I think they're really moving in the right direction. They just need some help. And I think they need a more athletic scoring center.
Yeah, I think they need more scoring, period. Just need more offense. Someone that Trae Young can pair with consistently, and knowing this other person is going to make that other team have to pick their poison, if you will. And I think there's nobody, you know, that's doing that consistently night in and night out. And that's something I think this team sorely needs, another source that's going to be that consistent threat.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I like what the new pieces brought. I thought LeVert was, I don't want to say a scoring threat, but I thought he gave us some great minutes. I'm loving the direction in which Onyeka is moving as far as shooting three ball and being a lot more assertive on the offensive end. So I agree. They need scoring from somewhere, and it has to come immediately.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is Terrell Thomas. He's Urban Times joining us. Noel's busy right now. I'd have heard chime in on this. But I want to ask this question, and I'm going to bring you into the barbershop because, you know, there are no guardrails there. People just say what they say. So I'm going to ask you, you want a championship out of this team. Locally, I get you know, you live here, but you follow everybody for your work. But you would like to see the Hawks bring a championship to this city, correct?
Of course, yes, indeed.
My question to you and anybody else who loves this team and wants that to happen, answer me honestly. Do you see that being done with Quinn at the helm?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. I honestly do.
Yeah.
I do.
All right. And why?
I love the when I hear the players talk about Coach Quinn, it seems like the for lack of a better term, when you hear the young folks say, like, he puts that battery pack in them. He gives them the confidence to go out there and play and to play their game. I do enjoy what he's brought defensively from the guys. I've seen some defensive improvements in Trae Young over these last year and a half, 2 years under Quinn Snyder. And I think he has what it takes to be a championship-winning coach. I just don't think he's had the proper pieces around him or the right amount of luck as far as injuries have gone. But I do think that we can get it done with Coach Snyder. Yes, indeed.
Oh,
I mean, I wasn't trying to look for the other answer. I'm just – this is what's being discussed. And I just – since we have him on, people want to hear what he thinks.
Yeah, always great to spend some time on the waitfor.com hotline with Terrell Thomas. He is social. You can find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. They have to do something because I don't see this team doing a whole lot through the draft right now. I mean, that's the other thing. A lot of the draft picks are, like, tied up. They gave some type of convoluted thing. We had Dylan Matthews was running around, running down who had to lose or who had to be out in order for them to even have the pick. I think a conditional pick from Sacramento. It's going back to the trade for, you know, when they traded Red Velvet out there. So, I mean, that's all kind of stuff that they're still trying to get. And he's not even in Sacramento anymore. He's in Chicago. So, I mean, that's the thing as far as the draft, as far as his team goes. But, you know, they have the resources to do something. And my thing is, who can they attract that would want to come here?
There you go.
I keep hearing floating. I keep hearing people floating Kevin Durant's name, and
you don't want him here.
Do you even see that the possibility? I mean, it'll be kind of like the Dallas Klay Thompson, because he's not that Klay Thompson, but he can show up. Some nights can do it, but he's not going to do it.
But
every
Klay
night.
Thompson don't suck all the air off the room if you had a Kevin Durant here. Well, and anytime there's a lull, people go, well, "How many you give him? I don't think
he would do that. I think he right now he wants a place where you get a chance for some success. He's a different stage in his career. He knows he's not going to play back to back nights. He knows his own limits. He's not that dude now.
Okay.
He can't be.
Let's because you and I could play tennis with this a minute. Right, we got a guest on here. Terrell, what are your thoughts on that?
I love the name, and that has been a name I think we've heard since the trade, but right before the trade deadline. But I think it's going to be someone a little younger. I really think this will be a chance where we'll finally see Zion Williamson get an opportunity to get here. I don't know if we'll see Durant per se, but I do think Zion is someone that we will see here.
Wouldn't want him either.
You wouldn't want him either.
Yeah, the Duke Zion ain't showing up. Excuse me, the one-year Duke Zion ain't showing up. Because the dude has been in and out of the line. It's like that for whatever. Would you want Anthony Davis?
I wouldn't want Anthony Davis. But I think Zion would be excited about being here. I think there's another thing. I don't know if he's excited about being in New Orleans. I think he would be excited to being here. And you would bring out the best possible in him. You know, if you need him to better condition himself, you need him better to do some things to take care of his body so he could play more, I think he would be inclined to do it here more so than where he's
I don't
been.
Believe that. I don't know.
What do you think?
Okay, go ahead,
Terrell.
I do as well. I think, you know, when we go back to the draft and him rubbing on the podium as if he wanted to be a member of the Atlanta Hawks, I think him being a South Carolina native and being closer to home and getting that home cooking and having – friends and family at some of the games. I think the opportunity he really hasn't played with a point guard like Trae Young or another superstar in New Orleans that would kind of give him some relief or give him a break. A lot of pressure has been on that young man, and his body hasn't been able to handle it with the minutes over his career as of right now. And sometimes what you need is a fresh start. And I don't see any other free agents as of now, and he's not a free agent, but there have been rumors swirling that New Orleans may be moving in a new direction, especially after hiring a new GM and getting rid of David Griffin. I think it would fit well. I don't think that would be the only piece that the Hawks should go after, but I think if they ask and inquire who Trae Young may want, and they start like looking across the league, I think Zion is an easy hit and an easy target that can get here immediately and have an impact offensively with the Hawks.
First of all, shout out Joe Dumars if he gets that job over there in New Orleans. But listen, I don't care what you guys say. He gets hurt. It's got nothing to do, because I don't want to, if you hang your head on the other part of what you guys are saying.
All of them get hurt, man.
Again, but nobody gets hurt like certain players who always seem to be on the DL, and he has been one of them. And I don't want to believe that he is being injured the way he has been because he don't want to be in New Orleans or the conditioning has always been an issue, and this dude has always been a certain kind of, had a body type, and I just don't know what he's not doing since he's been in New Orleans that he's going to do here that's going to prevent the same type of injury. Certain people just always seem to be nicked up or banged up for whatever reason. And as you try to put a team together here in Atlanta that's going to compete with Cleveland and Boston over the next few years, I don't know that that's the piece. My question to you guys is, before we get out of here, is do you believe, if you believe Quinn is the coach and Trae is that dude, he's him, do you believe this is still a free agent destination? Because that, and the money's there, that is what's going to accelerate these guys to get to that next level. Do you believe this is a free agent destination, Terrell?
I do believe it's a free agent destination, but I think this offseason, Trae Young's going to actually have to start campaigning and being a spokesperson for the Hawks and calling some guys, calling some his friends, his former teammates maybe, guys that he's trained with. He's going to have to get out there and kind of lure some guys into Atlanta because we've been pretty stagnant. So if I'm a free agent and I'm a guy that's really on a quest to win a championship, why do I want to come here? And I think Trae is going to have to sell the organization. He's going to have to sell the fan base. He's going to have to sell how great the city is to actually get some folks here. But to answer the question, I do believe that Atlanta and the Hawks franchise are a free agent destination, but the superstar is going to have to be the spokesperson for the Hawks this offseason and actually get a prominent free agent here.
And you know who I think that would be? This is just me, since we've gone down this road and we're throwing out visions of grandeur. Forget about Zion. Forget about everybody else. If what happens in Milwaukee happens, what a lot of people believe, they're going to get eliminated, that dude is going to be out. Giannis is going to be out of Milwaukee, they believe. He's got a couple of more years on his contract, but they just feel like the conversation this past week is there's a possibility of him considering going elsewhere. You don't know what's going to happen with Damian Lillard coming back, and if he's going to be that player. I'm just saying, okay, if you're going to shoot for the moon, go for this dude.
Yeah.
Give him a package that says you don't want to be there with Doc up in Milwaukee. You want to go come down here and play with Trey. What do you think of that? Like I said, as long as you pie in the sky, and he's going to be unhappy if they get eliminated.
I would love that, quite honestly. Why their games fit very well together. It is a pie in the sky wish, I would say, but I mean, you think of the Knicks, you think of the Lakers teams that could go get him. The Hawks will have the money to spend, but it would all be about what do the Bucks want in return to actually make that shake. But I would love to see Giannis in a Hawks uniform, and that they'd be instant contenders with Trey and Giannis there. Trey mentioned last night that guys don't the people across the league don't look at Atlanta as title contenders, that they haven't looked at them as title contenders since he's been a member of the Hawks. You add the Greek Freak here, instant title contender. So, yeah, I would love to see that. I won't frown at that idea at all.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Plus, you can get his relatives here nonstop. You ain't got to change no planes like they got to go to Milwaukee. Go nonstop from Athens.
Nonstop right here, right? Go right on up.
Hey, Terrell, how's our grandniece and nephew doing?
Yeah, they're doing pretty well. They're doing pretty well. Selah's gearing up for Westlake's playoffs. I believe they start on the 23rd. Mm-hmm. They're in the baseball team will be competing in the playoffs. And I remember telling you guys, she's the social media manager, so she's getting things going there. And I'm actually getting ready to walk out the door in a few for Carmelo's first baseball game of the year. It's taking place at 11:30. He's playing right. At East Point this year, so
okay.
Looking forward to that as well. So they're moving. This is prime time baseball season for them.
And, nice.
And I thought of him last week. The conversation that must have taken place in the Thomas House, because they finally got a name in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Right. Nice. Mello's in the Hall of Fame now.
Yep.
So there you go. He named his kid after Carmelo Anthony, and now his. And how old is he? Six, seven, something like that.
No, Mello's eight.
He's eight? Okay. Eight years old. He can walk around to his friend. Yeah, I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Sweet.
Hey, enjoy your Easter weekend, Terrell. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Take care, man.
No, have a great one. Have a great week. Talk to you guys soon.
There you go. Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times. Yeah, man, I'm in the Hall of Fame.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.